Hollywood healing, celebs rage on Trump's final day in office, get the fuck out. Loser. By David Ng on January 20, 2021. Despite Joe Biden's calls for unity and healing, his rageful friends in Hollywood are spending the day hurling insults and profanity at President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania as they departed the White House en route to Mar-a-Lago, where the first couple will resume their lives as private citizens. Good riddance. Marvel superhero star Dave Bautista tweeted. Vete pa carajo. Go fuck yourself, John Leguizamo wrote. Trump. STFU. GTFO. Loser. Hugest loser ever. Filmmaker Michael Moore raged. Joe Biden is set to be sworn in as president on Wednesday amid an unprecedented military presence of Washington, D.C., and a near-complete absence of spectators. The sight of troops marching down the Capitol's streets has drawn comparisons to the military-style dictatorships in communist countries. That doesn't seem to bother Biden's allies in Hollywood, many of whom actively campaigned and raised money for the president-elect. Instead, they focused their energies on trashing the outgoing commander-in-chief. Two-time Oscar winner Sean Penn, who recently compared Trump supporters to Al-Qaeda, said that once Trump is out of office, the United States can take a hot shower. Filmmaker Michael Moore expressed his wish to see Trump end up in prison. Mandy Moore tweeted, "Good riddance to bad rubbish." Guardians of the Galaxy star Dave Bautista called Trump so stupid while adding good riddance. His Marvel compatriot Mark Ruffalo claimed that from the wreckage there will be renewal as well as compassion. Ben Stiller claimed that the president is leaving without class or respect for us and our institutions. The Masked Singer host Ken Jeong and comedian Wanda Sykes both suggested giving the White House a thorough cleaning. Actor John Leguizamo tweeted the Spanish phrase for go fuck yourself. Horror writer Stephen King tweeted, "Don, you're fired." Actor Jim Carrey and actress Ellen Barkin appeared to target Melania Trump for mockery. Actor Jeffrey Wright called the first couple too small and embittered to attend Biden's swearing-in ceremony. Comedian Sandra Bernhardt echoed the sentiment, calling the first couple racist and rotten. Barry star Henry Winkler attempted to make sense of the anger he is feeling because of the last 4 years. Songwriter and perennial Oscar bridesmaid Diane Warren suggested a 21 toilet flush salute to the outgoing president. Selma director Ava DuVernay claimed that the will of the people is responsible to Trump's departure. Splash star Daryl Hannah posted a video of Kamala Harris, adding it's a brand new day. Actor Josh Molina joked count Georgia one more time. While actor Eric Roberts tweeted, his hair looks better gray. Actor producer Ken Olin tweeted, Trump didn't drain the swamp. He pardoned it. Comedian D.L. Hughley claimed that the president executed more black men in the last month than he pardoned. Other stars celebrating Trump's departure include actors Zach Braff, Josh Charles, Eric Bogosian, Dan Marino, Saturday Night Live alumna Rachel Dratch, and Billy Baldwin. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.